It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Demi Lovato is living her best life in more ways than one. She has a new love of her own body and a new love in her life. Now, we all know Demi in the past has had some trials and tribulations for sure.
My last drink was probably my lowest point. I've had tons of low points, but I was going to the airport and I had a Sprite bottle just filled with vodka.
Whoa.
And it was 9 a.m. and I was like throwing up in the car. And this was just to get on a plane and go back to LA.
So Demi definitely has battled addictions and demons, and now the singer is sober and living her best life. She just rocked a leopard print bikini with neon green trim to match her newly dipped hair, dye dipped, which looks really cool. She says, no Photoshop, please, and thank you. She said this photo is cellulite, which I love, and she's like, I'm tired of being ashamed of my body and gonna show it off proudly. She also has a new hunky boyfriend. They were seen together. He's a reality star, and she's healthy and happy. It's great to see.
Yeah, she looks good. I hope other people can like realize, like, if you look like Demi Lovato or anything, like, that's a good look.
Yeah.
Like your body. That's a good looking body. Don't be ashamed of yourself.
Rock those curves. Well, Rick Ocasek, the lead singer of The Cars, passed away Sunday in Manhattan. He was 75 years old. He was found dead in bed in his townhome by his supermodel wife at about 4 p.m. Police don't suspect foul play, but they're going to, of course, examine his body and determine the cause of death. So 75, that's a good life. Wish he could have been around longer.
If I make it like 75, man, I'm excited about that.
I'm trying to make it to triple digits. We'll see.
Now you're just being selfish. You're being selfish.
You know, it's just really sad because we just, of course, also lost Eddie Money at the age of 70. And you know these things come in threes, they usually say. So.
Yeah, so somebody's probably going to die today.
And of course, you recognize Eddie Money from Take Me Home Tonight.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go to see the light.
Come on now, take me home tonight. Be my little baby.
It was really cool. Kid Rock, of all people, he paid tribute to Eddie Money during a performance in Detroit. He did Shaken, and he's like, I'm sure you heard that Eddie Money passed away. Rock on, Eddie.
Such a cool story about that guy. Like, yeah. I know classic rock's sometimes not necessarily in our wheelhouse, but there's so many interesting stories like about Eddie Money. Like, he was a cop back in the day and getting into music and his, you know, trials and tribulations of coming back.
That's a classic. Rest in peace to both of those guys. Well, this is going to be a chilling, suspense-inducing movie. It's called Bombshell, and it stars Charlize Theron, who portrays anchor Megyn Kelly. Also, Margot Robbie, Nicole Kidman. I'll tell you more about the film in a minute, but Charlize Theron was teasing that she has a new hot relationship, and here she is talking about how she used to make out with herself back in the day.
I made out with dolls and myself in the mirror, and it's just gross.
Did you ever practice making out with yourself?
I think I probably like kissed my hand before I like actually had a kiss. I think I like kissed my hand.
Now, did you kiss like the little opening between the top of the finger and the thumb?
Yeah. What about you guys? Did you ever practice making out with anything?
Yeah, I used to make out with like watermelon.
Stop! Well, Charlize was referring to a relationship, though, with her new co-stars, as I mentioned, Margot Robbie, Nicole Kidman. This is going to be really a good film. It examines the bombshell of the story of #MeToo, the scandal which affected the Fox News media. When Roger Ailes, who passed away, they go into depth about all the female employees that say they were sexually harassed. So this is going to be good, and it comes out in December if you want to check that out. I think it's going to be up for Academy Awards for sure. Here's the question. Is Diddy going to be a daddy again? Diddy's got kids. He's got a lot of kids, but not quite yet. Here's the scoop. He has a cute new girlfriend named Lauren. They fueled rumors while on a romantic vacay in Cabo. He was getting really handsy, and he was seen rubbing her belly, being really affectionate with her tummy. So people were like, oh my God, she's pregnant. But sources say he was actually just complimenting her six-pack abs and that there's no baby in there yet. However, they may be going down that route soon.
All right, well, there you go, Diddy.
Diddy.
Be careful out there, my man. Mackenzie with the garbage. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.